Reformed Church.
What I actually wanted to do was, I just want to share something because sort of to run with what Pastor Jose was talking about last Sunday, because he was talking about life, well, at least the title is Life to Heal and Raise the Dead. But kind of the point that he was opening up with was that healing, when someone just gets healed or when someone is raised from the dead, or if you receive just life to your body for, you know, for youth or whatever, all of it is the life of God. And so people don't actually see that. Like, when people talk about what Jesus provided, some Christians will say Jesus provided healing. Like, you know, by his stripes we were healed. And they say, but when they say he provided healing, I don't think that most Christians realize, though, that that's true and not true. It's true that the result of Jesus' provision is healing, but it's not quite true in sort of the phrasing that what Jesus really provided was life, right? Life is sort of like saying the power of God to activity. If you even look in our glossary, right, reforminus.com/glossary, you can see what the word living and what the word dead means, and living means active. So if you give something life, that means you're empowering it to be active, right? To be, you know, animate. And so with that said, life is, again, if we even just say like the power of God, is actually what Jesus provided. Because what he was reversing was what Adam did. Adam gave everybody sin and death, and Jesus provided righteousness and life. In Romans 8, it talks about how the Holy Spirit is life to us because of righteousness. And also, in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, he talks about how we have escaped the corruption, which is basically just talking about like the degradation, the death that's in the world, that is in the world through lust. Corruption and lust is kind of like saying sin and death, right? But Jesus gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Even in that verse, when people say God's given us everything we need for life and godliness, usually it's quoted as God's given us everything we need for our life. But the word life there is not being referred to as life like, you know, your day-to-day, like your existence. But the word life is more of a, I've used it this way before, sort of for lack of a better term, but life is more of something like a substance. It's referring to like the power of God from the Holy Spirit that he can communicate and put it in your flesh, right? Again, when we use the word life, we're usually just referring to it as, oh, in my life, God has given me, even when the Bible says that Jesus came that we might have life and have it super abundantly. That word life is not talking about like a day-to-day existence and that you'd have a great life. Life is talking about the power of God in you. This is the kind of life that, again, Romans 8 says he can put it in your body. So you know he's not just talking about your day-to-day existence, because that wouldn't make sense that he could put that in your body, that he could give life to your mortal body. But what Jesus really provided is righteousness and life. Everything that Jesus provided us can be categorized under righteousness or life. Or as 2 Peter chapter 1 says, godliness or life, which is the complete opposite of what's in the world, which is sin and death, or 2 Peter 1 says, corruption and lust, right, in place of sin and death. So with all that said, one verse that the Lord actually used with me to sort of show me this fact, right, that it's life that Jesus provided, and what also showed me that healing is categorized under the life of God. Healing is just a manifestation of the life of God, which is really what Pastor Jose was talking about last Sunday. And if you haven't heard that message, definitely listen to that message. Very good message. And he taught something about Boaz and stuff like that, and the resurrection of the dead. If you never read the book of Ruth and saw the resurrection of the dead in the book of Ruth, it's very, very cool. But this is kind of what the Lord used with me to show me that healing is really just the life of God. So in other words, that's what I meant before when I said that Jesus providing healing is right and wrong. It's not that it's wrong in fact, but the phrasing, the way that we put it, is sometimes wrong. It's actually life that Jesus provided, which when he gives it to your body results in healing. Okay, healing is sort of the result of that. The way that the Lord showed me this was, first of all, you have to know what the word bread means, which Pastor Jose went over last week as well. But the word bread, you can also find that on our glossary, on our Bible symbols glossary. But the word bread is the symbolic word for life in the Bible, right? That's why Jesus said in John 6:33 that he's the bread of God, the bread of God, which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus called himself bread because bread means life. So by him saying he's the bread of God, that means he's the life of God. He's the one that gives life from God. In even Hosea 14, because the word bread or the word grain or corn, as it said in King James, all that means life. So even in Hosea 14, talks about how we would revive as the corn, come to life as the corn. And so, again, corn, grain, bread all mean life. And so you kind of have to know that. So if you check up on our glossary, we have more verses on our glossary to show you that and to prove that to you. But once you know that, you kind of have to be established in that point. But once you know that bread means life or grain means life, if you look at Matthew 15:25, this is when the Canaanite woman came to Jesus. And you have to know that at the time, Jesus, when he first came to this earth and was ministering, he only ministered to the Jews. Jesus wasn't sent to the Gentiles. Jesus was to minister to the Jews, and the Jews were to take that word, which they did, not all of them, but a minority of them, took that gospel then to the Gentiles after that. So Jesus was only came to minister to the Jews specifically. Again, only because knowing that the Jews would bring it to everybody else. And so Matthew 15:25 just says, then she came and worshipped him, this Canaanite woman that came to Jesus, saying, Lord, Lord, help me. What she needed help with was her daughter was demon-possessed, and her daughter was also ill because of the demon possession. Some illness is because of demon possession. Now, I'm not getting weird on you. I'm not saying because someone's sick or has the sniffles or whatever the case may be that you're demon-possessed. I'm not saying that. But I am saying also that when someone is demon-possessed, that many times in the Bible you see comes with hurt or illness. Don't you love the fact that the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, he gives life to our mortal bodies. And when someone's demon-possessed, you see, you can clearly see what is of God and what is not, even in also in that example, that there's hurt and there's torment and there is suffering when someone is demon-possessed. So anyway, but this is, in this case, her daughter was demon-possessed and was ill because of it. So she's asking Jesus to help her. But remember, she's Gentile. She's not a Jew. And so Jesus, in verse 26, says, and he answered and said, it is not meet, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. So what was she asking for? For healing for her daughter, and obviously that the demon would be cast out, but her daughter was ill. So when Jesus sees that she needs healing for her daughter, he says it's not right to take the children's what? Healing? The children's bread and cast it to the dogs. The word child here, this is referring really to the Jews. The children's bread, he's referring to the Jews being the people of God and saying, bread right now is for the children. It's for the Jews specifically. And it's not right for me to take what is of the Jews and give it to the dogs. The word dog in the Bible means fool. That's also on our glossary. Again, when you know these words, it's the Bible defines these words, right? They're not our interpretation. But he's basically saying, because a dog means fool or unlearned, so he's saying, it's not right for me to take the Jews' bread or life, the life that I would give to the Jews, and then give it to those that are unlearned, those that don't know me. Now, because that's what the Gentiles were at the time. The funny thing, though, with this is that he doesn't call what she needs healing. He doesn't say, it's not right for me to take the healing that belongs to the Jews right now and give it to the unlearned. She needed healing for her daughter, and he refers to that healing as bread. Once you know bread means life, he's calling that healing life that her daughter needed for her mortal body. And so he's saying, it's not right for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And then she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. So she's basically just asking for a little bit. She's saying, you know, I may not be part of the covenant that you made with the Jews right now, but even the dogs do get the crumbs. Give me some leftovers. Give me something. And so, verse 28, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, her daughter experienced wholeness, but Jesus called that bread. And what did the woman ask for? Crumbs of bread. And her daughter was made whole. So you can see, again, you have to know that bread means life to interpret this correctly, but she's asking for bread or life, and that resulted in her daughter being made whole. Furthermore, if you actually keep reading, Jesus had just told this woman, right, I'm not going to take the children's, the Jews' bread and give it to the Gentiles, essentially. And he does give her of the bread, because anyone that believes in the Lord will receive from him. But verse 29, it says, then Jesus departed from hence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there, and great multitudes came unto him. The Jews came unto him, having with them those that were lame and blind and dumb and maimed and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. You see? And he healed them. Now, what did he say belonged to the Jews? Bread. He was actually on his way to go and heal many of the Jews. So he's telling this Gentile woman, you're disrupting me from going to give bread to the children. And I can't give it to those that are unlearned. I haven't been sent to the Gentiles. She asked for crumbs of bread. Her daughter's made whole. But even in the reference, when he says children's bread, that is a reference to what he was about to just go do. I was just about to go give bread to the children. And yet when he actually gets to the children, you could say later on, you can see, and he healed them. So bread or life is referred to here as manifesting in the form of healing to the Jews. So anyway, all that just to show you that, again, it's just something that I saw a long time ago, and I thought that just it was, this is exactly what Pastor Day was saying last week, that life is what Jesus provided. That results in healing, that results in the resurrection of the dead, that results in youth. Life is just, again, power for activity, whereas corruption and death works in someone's body to bring them slowly into inactivity, and life is just the opposite. But the pastor's point last week was just basically, regardless of what it is, whether you need resurrection of the dead or healing or youth or all these things, it's all the same life that Jesus provided, right? So you can call it by different names, but it's really just manifestations of the same life, which is what Jesus came to give us, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.